A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. The lifted veil only comes when one turns wholeheartedly to Jesus Christ. The context here is of the scripture and God himself being veiled, in other words, hidden from us because of a hardened heart. As Paul says in verse 14, but their minds were hardened, and that to this day when they read the Old Covenant, that same veil remains unlifted. I referred to last time the unlifted veil, even today, even in this time of the New Covenant, that it is possible that you boast about being a thorough believer, believing all the doctrines of the Bible, and yet to you, the Bible is still veiled because of sin hardening your heart and your mind. And you will find that God will be distant and that scriptures are distant. Even if you faithfully, you say, read it every day in your quiet time, what a pity if the scripture is veiled to you because of sin hardening the heart. You see, the heart and the mind were not disconnected in the era of Paul. When they spoke about the mind, they were not speaking about the brain. They were speaking about the whole being of a person. That when they read and look back at their own scriptures that God had revealed, it is still veiled. And so we find here that the only answer at the end of verse 14 is that only through Christ is the veil taken away. And that is why in verse 16, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. It obviously means a wholehearted turning to the Lord. If you hang on to anything, any known sin, the veil stays in its place because God refuses to take a second best, a second option, the back seat, the spare wheel, however you want to term it. It is the same thing. If you clutching onto some hidden sin and refuse to let it go, God will be veiled. He refuses to reveal himself to such people, and he refuses to speak by his spirit. UNkulunkulu ngeke azambulele kuwe uma ufundi iBhayibheli uma ukhuluma naye. It will be like God is hiding himself from you. So turn to the Lord wholeheartedly.